I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Art, things have kind of changed in the insect landscape here at the end of August.
Oh, that's for sure. It's been a long, hot, dry summer interspersed with some heavy showers. But I think that long, dry spell really knocked down most insect populations.
How's that going to affect the insect populations in next year?
Well, that's a good question. I would expect if there were fewer insects out feeding and laying eggs this summer, we would expect to have fewer eggs hatching next year. But this is something that really isn't studied very well. We don't have a lot of baseline information about these species and how individual seasons will impact their population numbers the following year. But typically, you would expect things to dry out here in central Virginia starting in July, and you'll start seeing new insects. The fireflies, the lightning bugs start dropping off. The evenings are filled with choruses of cone-nosed katydids, much more so, and field crickets than we heard earlier in the season. I like this time of year. It's a great time to insect by ear.
The cicadas are still out.
Oh, the cicadas are out in force. I mean, August seems to be early September is big time cicada time. There are different species calling throughout the day.
That was what I was going to mention, that I hear new cicada sounds now.
Right, right. And just as it's getting dark, you'll hear a couple of species come on. And then just right at dark, just before it's completely dark, you'll hear even another species come on that has a very distinctive call. That's Tobison aulides, which is our largest cicada. It's a great big thing that's covered with white chalky dust. Starting in mid and late September, the cicadas will start dying off, and it's not uncommon to find dead or dying cicadas lying on the sidewalk or in the middle of the street. They've done their bit. They have reproduced, and now it's their time, and their eggs are safely tucked away in a branch or in the soil, and next generation of cicadas will be coming out next year. Praying mantises are also much more obvious right now, too. They've been small and out of sight, but the big females are going to be hanging around flowers right now, grabbing all the pollinators they can eat because they need all that protein so that their eggs will mature properly.
I'm beginning to notice an influx or an increase in the orb weavers.
Orb weavers are a lot more common now. They've been hatching since early summer, but now they're large enough that they're pretty conspicuous. And obviously their webs are even more conspicuous, especially as you're walking down the street and you feel those broken strands of silk brushing your cheek. That sends chills up and down my spine.
So if you're going to go for a walk in the woods with your friends along a nice shady path, have them walk first.
That's what I always do.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.